Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Reveille, reveille, reveille!
It's a Thursday edition of Zero Block 30, and today we have three rounds in the magazine. Round number one, we're going to debut a new segment that we're going to have, and it's called an integrity draft. Right before we pick up with that, I'll explain to you what it is. It's going to be a little, it's kind of like a little snake draft, but there's some changes too. You're going to want to hear about that.
Everybody needs to just relax. I realize I said that we have three rounds in the magazine. I even said my friend Jason Cantor is going to be on the show. He's not. It's going to be on Monday. It's too long. The draft went too long, so we can't be doing that to you. You'll lose it. You won't get to hear the great thing that he says, so we're going to feature that on Monday. Make sure you come back on Monday to listen to Jason Cantor. But for now, we're going to get in to some more shit. Here we go.
Round number three, there is a Canadian soldier who gave out a bunch of cannabis cupcakes to our fellow troops during a training exercise that involves tanks. Now, normally I'm a big edible guy because we have 3-chi, we have all kinds of stuff. When tanks are involved and troops are downrange and they're out there firing, you can't be doing some weed goofing. That's the number one thing that we've said. We want the DOD to release some of these rules, have less restrictions, but none of us, even Kate, feels like we should be doing edibles out at the tank wrench. It doesn't seem like a good idea.
Well, it depends.
Maybe when
no,
it's
it
index.
Doesn't.
Is index. It a Friday? Is it Friday?
Index on Friday. The explosive driver's already taken back the rounds to the ammo dump, and then you can come back. I feel like you could do a little bit of weed goofing there on the tank rage, but not before an index. Absolutely not. And even before, I would say, is very iffy. What's not iffy is bringing out after an index some whistle pig, my friends, because somebody's getting to the bottom of this one. I got like what this little pick me up at the end of night. There's this dude on TikTok, which I shouldn't be watching, and he's called like Grill Dad or something like that. And he calls these little
Grill
shots
Dad?
That he'll, yeah. And the
so he's a friend of one of my very good friends. I saw them, they were like playing golf. I'm like, what are you doing with Grill Guy? He's like, oh, he's one of my buddies. So,
oh, yeah. Funny
that guy's
dude.
Hysterical.
And he has this thing in his garage that he does because his wife doesn't like him drinking during the week. So he has this thing called flybys where he'll go into his garage, smash a Corona real quick, and then go inside and act like nothing happened.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Let's get going with the actual show today. I'm excited. I have two things to announce before we get into it.
Okay.
Two.
What?
They're not really announcements, but I needed to tell them. I said at the end of the last show that my stepdad passed away after having brain cancer for 18 months. My mama, God bless her heart, she is just like a saint of a woman. She calls me this morning and I say, hey, I have to call you back. I'm in the middle of something. I'll call you back in a minute. I call her back and she's like, hey, hon, I listened to the latest episode of ZBT when you were talking about talking to Connor and Kate about your suit sizes. I don't know if it will fit or not. I think it's a 44, but the suit and the jacket that your stepdad is wearing, I think it would look really nice on you. And I was like, what do you mean, Mom?
Wait, what?
And she was like, yeah, like after the wake and stuff, they'll give you back the clothes if you want it. And
I
you
didn't
can
know
have
that.
It. And I said, Mom, on what fucking planet do you think I want the sports coat of my dead stepdad after
that he was
he wore?
Wearing while he was dead?
Yeah. And she was like, well, it's really nice. It's never been used. I said, well, Mom, I got it. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm past the financial stage in my life where I'm going to be wearing a dead guy's sports coat after he did it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know you could get things back.
I guess you can. And she asked me, she was like, hun, well, if you really like it and you're uncomfortable wearing it, which I understand after that, maybe I could go back and ask him. I said, Mama, I'll just go to Dillard's and buy another sports coat if I need. I don't need. There is no situation that will ever arise in which I'm going to
need. By the way, One of the most southern sentences I've ever heard you say, "Mama, I'll just go to Dillard's."
Yeah,
I've never heard.
Yeah, I mean it's true though. I mean that's bananas. That to ask somebody if
sorry,
you want this
but
coat,
that's ridiculous.
And it's still a sweet gesture. Don't get me wrong; she's the sweetest woman ever, and she knows it. I don't know what she knows. She doesn't know. She doesn't know that I don't want that coat. And I said, "Mama, I love you. I appreciate all these offers that you're offering me, all of his different things. I don't want the coat, but I will take all the records," because he has a shit ton of vinyl records. I'll take some of those home. I'm not going to be taking any sports coats home. Just not going to be doing it.
What did you say in that football gesture movie? I don't want your coat.
Varsity Blues?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that what he says?
That is what he says, Kate. You're absolutely right.
I don't want your sports
your
jacket.
Coat.
And she was like, "Well, it's really nice. It's the one that you would like. It's corduroy. It has a nice little brown patches on the elbows, the leather patches. It does sound like a lovely sports coat." And who knows? Maybe after I see it, I'll be like, "I do want that sports coat." So I don't want to lift the gift horse in the mouth. I don't want to do that. Number two, I was driving down the road yesterday, and something about being a dog handler popped into my brain. Because I was talking to one of my friends, Wiz Khalifa, who lives in Michigan, and he does cannabis for cannabis cultivators. It's this group of veterans that buddies, and they grow weed and shit. And he was telling me about stuff, and I was like looking into what's medicinal in Michigan and like all the different regulations. And it hit me that 1.5 grams is what's typically in like a small blunt. That is, it's just a small little blunt, 1.5 grams. When I was in the Marines, I had zero frame of reference for how much weed was what, how much coke was what, how much heroin was what. I just knew off of what I pulled from the safe, what I wrote into my logbook, and go down. A lot of times it was 2 grams, 3 grams, 5 grams, occasionally up to 20 grams was the most that we would have. But typically it's 1.5 grams. And I thought to myself, holy shit, these dogs are fucking amazing. Even somebody like me that did it for almost 10 years, really putting it in perspective, I'm talking, we would take a 1.5 gram can, which is the same as one joint, put it up in a ceiling, cover it with like coffee grounds or cover it with Tide soap, cover it with fabric softeners and shit like that. The dogs would walk in, go straight to it and sit down. No problem.
That's nuts. I would love to know what that feels like on any of my senses.
It is nuts that they could do that.
Well, Collins, isn't that you with a pair of loafers? A good new pair. Fresh leather.
Yeah, that's true.
Or a nice polo tie.
Boat shoe? Yeah.
So I just wanted to give dogs a shout out. Finding a joint in the ceiling is pretty amazing.
Shout out to dogs.
Yeah.
And I mean, you would have thought I'd known that because I was a dog handler for so long, but I wasn't a drug guy. I was like, we're looking for this stuff.
Do you think there's any super stoner drug people out there who buy a drug dog just in hopes they stumble across some free drugs?
I don't think it's a terrible idea. Like I should teach people how to do that. I'll do the beginning building blocks of detection on video, show people how to do it. So then when you're walking through like a park or something and you come across a little baggie, you can find out if it's a dime bag full of oregano.
Yes. Let me ask you a question, chaps. Have you ever thought about putting out a shingle for a dog consulting business?
I did think about that before I had this job. It's just so time consuming.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Like, even if you're going to go train somebody's dog on your own, it's really, really time-consuming, in order to make it worth my time, I would have to charge a shit ton, and most people aren't going to do that. But it's something that I thought about later on down the road. I mean, but it's probably a diminishing skills too. I'm probably not nearly as good at it as I used to.
Yeah, but you could probably get brushed up on that. And then you just go to some, super wealthy neighborhoods and say like, "Hey, I'll get your dog all squared away before it comes home," and then set them up with a perfect dog. I bet you could charge out the
wazoo. I did that when I was in college, and I put it out on like Facebook Marketplace, former military working dog instructor will come and teach your dog. One lady paid me like $1,500 to get her dog to learn how to swim.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
I think there's all sorts of things.
But you're being humble.
That.
He taught the dog how to do the butterfly stroke.
True. And it only took me like 20 minutes to get the dog
Which
into the
difficult.
Pool and like totally comfortable. She was like, "Oh my God, totally worth the money." I was like, Mm-hmm. Me too, lady. I got to go buy some stuff. Go buy some mm-hmm. Whistlepig. All right, let's get going with round number one. Today, we are going to be doing what's called an integrity draft. It's going to be like a snake draft, but a little bit different. So the integrity draft, if you've been listening to this show for a long time, you know integrity is a constant theme. Whether it's we're going out to like a big college football event and Cons is an integrity violator because he loses a bet and doesn't sing the Navy song.
What are you talking mm-hmm. about? I don't know
that
what you're
actually
about.
Happened. Like another no. integrity violation, what? Saying that it didn't happen. Another lie from Cons.
No, this is I just why don't we remember. Have to do it this I just way. Don't remember. I just don't remember.
That's you all. Remember because Dave and Dan and the entire mm-hmm. Barstool conglomerate was there at this, and I was never more disappointed than you. So we have very some integrity violations. Integrity violations are going to be throughout the week on social media. So if you see us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, if we happen to be there, no matter where you see us, if you see us do an integrity violation, tag the Zero Blog 30 account. Nick is going to be looking through those to try to find integrity violations. For example, we have one this week. We brought in our guy, Kyle, our old social media guy, Kyle, our old producer, mm-hmm. to be the first one to show us what the punishments are going to be. Because if you are an integrity violator, the person who is the guest judge of that week gets to say who the integrity violator was, what the violation was, and then finally, what round you're going to lose. So we are going to have five rounds today. And today's draft is going to be the hottest people in military movies or TV shows. In this round, one of us, we're going to get suspended. If you get suspended in the second round, like let's say Connor gets suspended in the second round, he loses his second round draft pick. Me and Kate will draft first round. Me, Kate, Cons all draft first round. Me mm-hmm. and Kate will draft second rounds. Me, Kate, Cons will draft third round. All of us will draft all the way to the bottom. And then Cons will get his last pick, which would be his second round pick in round six at the end. So we'll have to take the leftovers. Does mm-hmm. that make sense to everybody?
Makes yes. perfect sense. And are we doing a snake format?
We are going to be doing a snake format. And that will go, Nick could just decide which way we'll go. How about we write down, Nick, we can write down 1 through 100 on a piece of paper. Cons, you say what your number is, Kate, and then I will. And then the closest one gets to go first, and the furthest away gets to go third. You want to do it that way? Equitable.
Sure.
Sure.
That works for me.
Yeah, some feedback from you guys would be awesome.
I got the number. I got yeah. the number.
All right, so you got the number down. Kate, you go first. You get to pick what number you want.
Three.
Three. Cons?
Nine.
Nine. I'm going to go with 38. What is the number, Nick?
The number is 69.
69. Nice. So I'm first. Cons is second. Kate is third. And then she'll be coming up in the second round at the first round pick. First pick in the second round. Nick has the very first video from our guest picker. I know what the response is. Nobody else does. From this week forward, me, Kate, and Cons will not know who is going to be punished until we start going through the draft. We won't know who the integrity violator is.
Yeah, so I will be collecting that throughout the week. So the first time these three will be seeing who the integrity violator is and who the guest is for this week delivering the news will be right on Zero Blog 30, that episode this week on Thursday.
That's right. So who do we got first up today? Who's our guest picker?
Here is your video.
Hey, everybody. It's Kyle here. I hate to have to do this, but as a man of integrity and as a man of honor, I have no choice. It was recently brought to my attention that a member of the Zero Blog 30 crew committed an integrity violation. The member who committed the integrity violation is none other than our favorite West Point graduate, Captain Cons. Captain Cons had a tweet where he wished someone to rest in peace who ended up being alive. He deleted that tweet, but reposted another one saying what he did, but he did not mention who he wished to rest in peace. For that, Connor will be charged with an integrity violation, and he will lose his third round pick in the draft. I know, it's unbelievable. I can't imagine we're even having to do this, but hey, we're not the ones who committed the integrity violation. I did not commit this integrity violation. We have to enforce the standards, and this is what happens when you violate it. I'm sorry.
I don't think he is sorry. Cons
really big shock
response.
There that Chaps mm-hmm. called up somebody like Kyle, and oh my God.
I didn't tell him what to pick.
I didn't tell Kyle. It's not one to be told what to do.
No, he's not. Okay. If I told Kyle, like, hey, you got to pick cons, it might be me.
All right, I'm going to tell you both right now. Doesn't matter. I'm going to mop the floor with both of you. There's a promise.
Whatever.
Right. So I got the first round pick, right? I got the first overall pick.
Yes. And I think there's a very clear number one pick.
I got Horny making my list.
Absolute number one pick.
I disagree. I think hotness is in the eye of the beholder. If it wasn't, my wife wouldn't be gorgeous and I wouldn't look like a gargoyle. So I think that anybody can judge what they think is hot. First overall pick. This is tough. I didn't expect to have the first pick. I think there's a lot of pressure here. But overall, I think this pick is somebody that everyone, no matter what your orientation is, what your desire is, you want to fuck this person. As soon as you see them, preview comes up, you got to fuck them. I'm going with number one overall pick, Brad Pitt from Troy.
Okay. Now, great pick. He was unbelievable. Now, are we saying Brad Pitt's now off the table?
No, I think you can go multiple Brad Pitts and multiple variations of Brad Pitt.
I thought we were going to get Inglorious Bastards.
Well, Kate, you're not supposed to say. You mentioned other movies that he's going to be in. You can't do that.
What are you doing?
It's not my pick. I'm just saying. I'm saying Chaps has a shitty pick. He could have had a good one. He picked a shitty version of Brad Pitt.
Okay.
I think there's a better one too, but we can't be just shouting out versions.
When's the last time you saw? Google it right now, Kate. You tell me Troy Brad Pitt is not fucking hot. You're insane.
You're on drugs if you do. His body's perfect.
His face is perfect. The way he throws the spear is perfect.
Oh, his body.
The way that
CG'd.
He jumps it in and out and tries.
His
to
body was not CG'd.
They did. He's got a robot body. It's not his.
No,
body.
He doesn't. Brad Pitt looked like that.
Okay.
All right. So number one overall pick, Brad Pitt and Troy. Next up, cons. What do you got, cons?
I think the number one very clear pick is Tom Cruise, Top Gun. I think that is all time number one draft pick. And that's hard to argue. Everybody likes the movie. And hand up to me for picking a Navy movie first. But you're a huge Top Gun guy.
And the only thing I'd say about this one, earmuffs, Nick, just way too short. I don't think you could be an absolute sex appeal guy like for hotness and be.
But here's how hot he is. Here's how hot he is. He's so hot, he makes everybody forget that he's short. And the way they shoot him in the movies, you forget that he's short.
He does got a badonkadonk. I'll give him that. Kate?
Bill Murray in Stripes. Okay. Hear me out. God. Bill Murray in Stripes.
You're going to make this easier than I thought.
In the movie, he's a cabbie. He's down on his luck. He loses his job. He loses his girlfriend. He's like, I don't know what the fuck. So he joins the army. He's like, my life's so fucked up. I'm joining the army. He finds this ragtag crew. He doesn't really care. As someone who has a similar life path, who like, I fucked up. I'll join the Marine Corps, you know? Mm-hmm. As somebody who fucked up, I find that highly attractive. And there was nothing riskier and hotter than the guy in the unit who didn't care. You know, he was a bad boy and you know that was bad, but there was still something kind of cool about it.
I got to say, Kate, for a first round draft pick and a hotness draft, Bill Murray might be the worst draft pick in the history of the world. That's like a Kwame Brown. That's like, fuck. I mean, this is a Ryan Leaf style. This is Achilles Smith. This is an unbelievably poor pick.
Go look at the photos. This was Bill Murray in his prime.
Bill Murray was never good looking. He didn't he never have had a prime in
that's
his
That's like
appearance.
Saying my physical prime, my attractiveness prime. I don't have a prime.
Yeah.
I have an average.
Bill Murray has never been considered a good-looking actor.
Never.
Okay, I thought we said this was about the whole aura, the whole all-encompassing vibe of what makes someone hot.
Of all the people that have ever been in a military movie.
Oh my God.
Bill Murray is number
I'll tell 40? You this. 23-year-old Kate goes to the bar.
That's true.
What's his face Pitt from Troy is sitting at the bar and Bill Murray from Stripes is sitting at the bar. Buddy, who's going out for the smoke break with me? It's Bill Murray from Stripes. That's who I'm hooking up with.
I don't think Brad Pitt
with
noticed.
Consent.
Brad Pitt from Troy doesn't
don't
notice.
Don't you dare say he doesn't notice me.
Oh, never would. Say that. I would say he doesn't notice a single other individual on the planet
until
that
I made
also
him laugh.
Doesn't
Not
go
until
on the
I
cover
made him
of
laugh.
Maxim.
Not until well, I made him laugh.
Wow. True. Good point, Kate. Great pick.
You know
Kate,
you
have
can't
another
tell?
Pick, FYI, Kate. You have another
yes,
pick.
Yes, I do.
Hey, right you know what you can't tell from a picture? How funny somebody is.
True.
Kind of tough.
Right,
well,
pick
tell
number
that to Paula Shore.
I'm going with Gary Johnston. You guys remember Gary Johnston? You know this character?
No.
He is played by Trey Parker in Team America World Police. He is his former Broadway actor turned secret agent who's going over.
So your second overall most attractive is a fucking toy.
But look at him. If you translated that toy into human form, he'd probably be the hottest human being.
Look at my face. I want the audience to look at my face. The level of disappointment that I have in Kate's first two rounds is off the charts. We waited like 45 minutes to record so she could be on Yak. We could have done this by ourselves.
No.
A toy is Bill Murray.
You know, it's kind of upsetting, Chaps. It's like we're trying to roll out this brand new segment.
Yeah, we are.
First
she's
time.
Not taking it serious. Just poo-pooing all
good
over
job.
The whole thing.
And she's making a mockery of it.
A fucking
America,
toy after Bill Murray.
Like, yeah.
Wow. Well, good news. I'm here to bring us back on track with the next pick.
I'm not even putting the name. I'm just putting a toy for Kate.
A toy.
No, that's fine. Don't. It's a hot toy.
Here we go. Now, Chaps, it was a very important distinction that you made at the top of the draft. I guess, Chaps, are you the de facto commissioner here? You make the rules, basically?
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that sounds fun.
I mean, it works for me. We just got to identify who it is because we have to have somebody who can answer these
Actually,
questions.
Actually, no, I will let Nick. Nick could be the commissioner of the league. So then there's no
okay.
any of the hosts aren't going to be involved. Nick is the commissioner of the league.
All right, I like that. But we will go with the fact that you said – people can be used more than once in a different movie.
Yeah.
So because of that, I'm going Brad Pitt in Fury.
Yeah.
The way he looked with that haircut.
Yeah.
And the grease and dirt in his face and the rough and tumbled tanker. My goodness gracious.
Why don't we just call this new segment Sucking Off Brad Pitt?
I would love that. That's a great segment. Honest
to
God. It's
not our fault that he does a great job.
He pulls that thing out.
Movies.
I'm getting bruises on my palate, Kate.
No way. Okay.
All right. So that's Brad Pitt Fury for cons number two. For me, round number two, you guys aren't going to believe this. I'm coming in with Brad Pitt from Legends of the Fall. Just unbelievable levels of hotness from Brad Pitt. Just incredible stuff that he's got.
I'll tell you what's great about Brad Pitt in Legends of the Fall, the transformation he makes and all the different looks he has, but they all work. Oh,
and his hair
he's
there when
conflicted.
He comes out and he gets off of his horse and he's got the straw in his mouth. Buddy, I wish that was my wiener. All right. So we're going to circle back around round number three. This is where it really starts to get going.
Oh, I don't get a pick.
Most of the Brad Pitt picks are off the board. There's still a couple out there. So you could swap those up. But next up, I am going to go. This is not as known of a military movie, I would say.
I'm going to reach the screen and punch you in the face if it's... Go
it's
ahead.
Not Brad Pitt. I promise. It's not Brad Pitt. This one, just because of the vibes that it gets, almost like a Dr. Quinney type of vibe. I'm a huge Dr. Quinn medicine woman type of man. I'm going to go with Daniel Day-Lewis from Last of the Mohegans.
I like that pick. I like that pick. I had him on my list as well.
Okay.
Great pick. Gotta
and Daniel Day-Lewis
in
zero other movies. Only that one with the long hair, wearing the leather with the big old fucking axe, and he's ready to kill somebody and then fuck behind a fountain. Buddy, sign me up.
Something about the primal nature of it all. It really does work.
That's fair.
That's a good pick.
That's
a good
fair.
Pick. All right. I don't have a pick.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You don't have a pick. Kate.
For me, Charlie Sheen in his prime, Hot Shots. Topper Harley.
Oh my god.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I will allow this one because Charlie Sheen is a sex. He's a sex symbol.
And yeah, just not what I expected with the movie.
This movie was a parody of Top Gun. So, like, for whatever reason, I remember I don't think I was like allowed to watch Top Gun, but I remember I was allowed to watch the things I was not allowed to watch and was allowed to watch. Like, I remember I was allowed to watch South Park, but like I couldn't watch Ninja Turtles. There was like no rhyme or reason to it. I don't know. But I remember watching this at the age where like I know it was a parody. But I still felt a little hot and heavy for Charlie Sheen and stuff. There's the sex scene where he first, he's like, you know, he has the ice with her and it's sexy. And next thing you know, he's frying an egg on her stomach and it just escalates to like absurd, but still kind of hot.
Still kind of hot. Yeah.
All right.
All right. So Charlie Sheen from Top Shots. I think it's your turn again, Top Kate. Shots.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're all going to know this one. And sorry for taking it from you, idiots. We're going with Danny Glover, a.k.a. Captain Sam Cahill from Operation Dumbo job.
I hate you. Honest to God.
We're trying
to do a new segment, get it off the ground, bring in new listeners. And we just got some of the worst podcasting, honestly, I've ever heard.
Seriously. What? She's trying to outthink the room.
This is just classic Kate. I can't do it seriously. Every single aspect of it has to be a joke. Danny Glover from Opera. Don't look incredulous.
To keep
Don't-
the loyalty of the village during the Vietnam War. Guess what? Captain Sam Cahill, he promised them an elephant. He got them their fucking
and the
elephant
most,
back.
I don't even want to let Kate finish. The most bullshit part of this is all these C-A-T-E Kate heads are going to be voting for this bullshit. And then next, it's taking all the wind out of the integrity draft by having no integrity for the integrity draft.
I think we leave it up to the followers who
well, of
has
course,
integrity
because
here.
C-A-T-E going to have the yak bump and all that stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't pick Brad Pitt 7 times.
Oh, no. You just got a fucking toy and Bill Murray.
Sorry, I'm not skiing down a hill with every version of Brad Pitt between my hands.
I would. Me, him, Johnny Hopkins, Sloan Kettering, we'd all be sucking each other off.
All right.
So Cod is up next.
Sloan Kettering. All right. I am going to take.
Wait, is it Kate? No, Kate just went with Danny Glover.
Kate just went twice.
Cons is up. Cons is up.
All right.
Thank you, Nick.
I think this is a pretty easy one, too. It's just staring at us right there. Chris Hemsworth in 12 Strong. My goodness.
That was my next pick, Cons.
Yep.
Just
I mean,
fucking ungodly
you can't
hot.
Argue with height, with chiseled jaw, with being able to ride a horse. I mean, that helps your Legends of the Fall pick, too. Chris Hemsworth is everything that is man.
And
I just
never
watched
heard
the
of
new
that
movie.
Movie
with him.
Hey, you haven't seen most movies, so that's not a good barometer.
He was just in a movie, and it was with the dude who was in Top Gun, not fucking Tom Cruise, but the other guy, the younger dude, Miles Teller. Yeah, he's in a new movie with Miles Teller. Chris Hemsworth is like a psychiatrist who's kind of twisted. Mm-hmm. So hot in that movie too. This dude just fucking unreal. Can you imagine walk around the world looking like that, just looking like a snack?
That'd be amazing. Think about all the things you would get just for free, and
just
all the
imagine,
attention.
Absolutely right. Imagine how good Danny Glover feels when he goes into a bodega. Like, he just feels like $1 million every time.
Probably. Especially when they say, hey, who are you?
So Chris Hemsworth for 12 horses. That's what it's called, right? 12 horses?
No, 12. 12 strong.
Oh, 12 jerks. 12 strong. Okay. All right. So next up, I got for the first pick in the fourth round, right, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, so first pick round. In the fourth round, I'm going Johnny Sins. I feel like he's the quintessential military actor.
Fair.
If you're going to do a thank you for my service post, without a doubt, Johnny Sins goes on there. So I'm going to pick him.
Hold on.
Cons is up next. Do you have a comment on mine, Kate? Or you Googled more toys to pick?
Oh, I just wanted to see if we could find... I shouldn't have looked this up on my work computer because I was trying to find some of the funny titles of his movies. Instead, this one's titled Riding His Face and Dick Till I Come Hard by Mia Bandini. So
that sounds like a good one.
Hot neighbor comes to play with his big dick. These are not cute, funny military names. So carry on. Cons.
All right. With my next pick, I mean, been trying to track this guy down to get him on the podcast for a while. I'm going Taylor Kitsch in Lone Survivor when he plays Mike Murphy. In the beginning of that movie, when he walks out, and he is just shredded and yoked. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's what I wish I looked like, but never will. But every year I say, that's what I would like to look like. Go ahead.
Can I say something on this topic? Yeah. I'm generally not attracted to guys who are ripped because they spend their free time getting ripped. But there's something about a guy who's ripped because he has to be. Like for his job, like you're a SEAL or you're this or that in the military,
firefighter,
or you're like a farmer, but not a volunteer,
right?
But there's something about, and ladies too, you get me horny too if you're fucking ripped for your job, ladies. I don't care if you're.
Do they?
Oh, please come on!
Well, yeah, way to go, Kate.
About myself, I was just saying.
Yeah,
but there's something about like being hot for vanity and like being ripped for vanity doesn't get me going. If you're ripped. Because you're a fucking SEAL, that's hot.
Oh yeah, if you're ripped because of your
job
and like
special,
it's the same thing. NFL tight ends always look great because they're going to be thick. They're not going to be skinny. They're going to be muscular and functional muscular. It's just different. And my wife completely agrees. I went with her my whole list. She was like, hardly anybody that you said on there really gets me going. Like none of the dudes on here are super hot. I don't know how you think
that's
Chris
why
Hemsworth's
I'm
not
doing
hot.
The realistic
or Brad Pitt from Troy.
Because I don't think that Chris Hemsworth out of the open sea could reel me in a lobster like some ripped Boston fisherman
could.
Ripping
yeah,
he could.
You'd be eating a lot of lobster. Could. Probably those blue ones. So he'd get you a special lobster.
He can go get you the ones that are down super deep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no
he
doubt
would.
About it.
Wait, right, Chaps, I'm sorry. Did we screw this up already? Were you? Did you
get
two picks?
Yep, we did because, I just reviewed it. Chaps was due for two picks there. So after Johnny Sims, we're going to insert what Chaps's pick is now.
Okay.
Get so go. This. So Chaps, this is your fifth pick. Right?
Oh, my
this is
last
like our first
pick.
Time clearing a room.
This
we're going to get Chaps.
Yeah, we got some technical difficulties. It's going to be completely fine. Nobody worry about it. The last one, I'm really between people here, but I'm going to do it out of respect. Like this is a respect pick. I'm going to go with Audie Murphy because he is an actual soldier, the most decorated American veteran of all time. And he started a bunch of movies and not a bad looking fella either. I think he comes out and he walks into a bar and he's like, hey, I'm Audie Murphy, which goes against my short guy pick too. Like he's like, hey, I'm Audie Murphy. I'm in this movie. Like he's in his movie trailer. And then you find out he actually did some of the shit that you're making a movie about. I feel like you give him a jump, even if it's on just a bunk bed or something. He's getting
Yeah.
Fine. I'll allow that because it'd be wrong if I said something.
All right. Cons, can you repeat your pick for the fifth round?
My fifth round pick. I always say this guy looks amazing. I've been trying to get him on the podcast, so I know he listens. So, hey, Taylor Kitsch, we want to have you on Zero Block 30, but Taylor Kitsch in Lone Survivor, unbelievable. He's just that right amount. He's not like so shredded to where it's like, ah, dude, you're just really skinny. He has just the right amount of definition, but also the right amount of bulk. And he obviously plays a heroic character, all of that put together. And I think
I say
hot
this respectfully, cum gutters.
Oh, yeah. What does
if
that
a guy
mean?
Has cum gutters, it's those two lines on their pelvis kind of point down to the genitals. And you can have a dad bod and still have cum gutters. Okay.
See, I thought cum gutters, it would make me think that that's where your cum goes. But well, the cum gutters you're saying is a causer of cum.
Well, if you're laying on your back and whatever, sometimes they might go in the cum gutters.
Like you're going to do it to yourself. You're going to cum gutter yourself. Like
no, a guy might. If a guy has them, that's where it'll go.
Oh, so ladies can have cum gutters too. The whole squad has cum gutters.
Okay. And make sure you get the topper so leaves don't get stuck in them. From their
reminder. You don't want to be proud. You don't want to be power washing your cum gutters. No way.
All right. And Kate has the last pick in the for her round.
Thank you. I would just first, I thought this was kind of a progressive podcast, but I guess I'm the only one who thinks women in the military are hot.
No, my last pick is actually a woman. I just wanted to make sure I got my guys out of the way because I didn't want them to get stolen.
I'm going with Judy Benjamin, a.k.a. Goldie Hawn. In 1980 hit Private Benjamin. Her husband dies on their wedding night. She's lost in the sauce. Guess what? A recruiter slimes in there is like, you know what? You know what will build your confidence back up? Join the army. Join the military for a minute. She does, flips her whole world around. Private Benjamin, Goldie Hawn, smoking hot. She made the other woman in the film wear a brown wig because she wanted to be the only blonde woman in the movie. But that's neither here nor there. She's still a feminist icon. Really enjoy it.
Okay, cons.
Okay.
There's this scene where she's sitting up. She gets sat up on this and the guy is flirting with her and he's pretending her butt cheeks are hot little patootins with a spatula. Very hot.
Wow. Okay, cons.
Okay. All right. Now, for my third round pick here as the last pick in the draft.
I can't tell if Chaps jokingly wants to kill me or if he really wants to kill me.
No,
I was pretty
really
close.
Does.
When you said toys in round two, I was pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to come up with a name for the last pick. Maybe we'll call it the boot. I don't know. Okay. But I'm actually between two women here. And honestly, it's a coin flip.
Wouldn't be the first flip. Time. Tijuana yeah, exactly. 07.
It really is a coin flip because I don't think I can go wrong either way. But my gut tells me to go with Kate Beckinsale from Pearl Harbor. Mm. That red lipstick,
The other one hair. Clearly G.I. Jane is the other one that you're between.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Those are my two
because anytime
picks.
Old fucking Demi Moore is bringing out those ham hocks.
And you could get Demi Moore a few good men as well. So Demi Moore could have been, she could have been all over this draft just like Brad Pitt was.
Although I will say that uniform is not as flattering to her as the camis.
No,
like
you're right.
The Navy service uniform just looks shit. It looks like shit.
On everyone.
I agree.
On everybody. Agree. If Demi Moore cannot rock a uniform and look like a hottie boom body, you need
Nobody
to get
can.
Rid of it.
That should be the test. Like, every
really
year
is.
They bring
Demi,
in Demi
come here,
Moore
try this shit on. Oh, no.
To try all the uniforms on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so, hey, that was our first draft. I thought it went really well, minus Kate's all of her picks.
Kate did well. Goldie Hawn was a good pick.
Goldie Hawn was one good pick.
I think there was one good pick. I think there was a huge omission, a huge miss.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Time out. Let's do some honorable mentions because I have a whole list.
Well, let's start with Nick. Nick, what do you think the biggest omissions are?
The Rock, G.I. Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's all I got, though.
Okay. All right. So I already mentioned Demi Moore. Chris Kyle, Bradley Cooper in American Sniper.
Yeah, but the way that he holds a baby is not attractive. Like, even though it's a fake baby, the way he flops that thing around his head, like, you can't have that as a partner. So I wouldn't want to fuck him.
That's true. That's true. Lauren Holly.
As the type to get accidentally pregnant. I couldn't agree more. Sorry, go ahead.
There you go. Okay.
Lauren Holly in Down Periscope. Mm. We all remember the scene when we were young boys, chaps, when her uniform was shrunk.
I wasn't a horny child. I was a Christian, so I didn't do that. But I'm not going to let you just completely rifle through yours. I want to get some of my honorable mentions, too. I got Bob Lee Swagger, Mark Wahlberg from Shooter.
Yeah, I also had Mark Wahlberg in Three Kings.
Yeah, he was pretty hot. I also have Lieutenant A.K. Waters, who is Bruce Willis from Tears from the Sun. When he comes up out of the water and he's got his M4 sighted in on somebody and he just gives them to his teammate and they both start taking out a whole village real quick. And then he's got just a little bit of eye black still left on his face. And he walks up and he talks so softly to whoever the woman actress is. And he's like, yeah, I hate doing this kind of stuff, but you got to have rough men sometimes. And I'm like, bring that thing over here. I'll give it a sucking.
You guys are missing the real ones. I'm going to circle back for a second here.
Okay.
Ever heard of Ray Liotta or Dennis Leary?
I have. We're going to do
Operation Dumbo Drop.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
People forget that they were in that 95 classic.
That's because nobody saw it.
What else, Cons? You got any more?
All right. Yeah, I got a lot more. Bear with me.
We're not doing a lot more. We can't do this, Cons, every week.
Listen.
I got, we, Nick,
no, it's not going to be every
week. As a commissioner, this is where you need to step in. We can't allow
it's
him
It's not going
to
be every week.
Just 100 people.
I think Cons just loves drafts, and I think he's so excited about this draft.
Yeah. He was. He's like a kid all week.
Texting me on the side, running through the rules, making sure that he was hitting the right protocols.
All right. Just let me list out a few here. John Krasinski, 13 Hours. Patrick Swayze, Red Dawn. Dick Winters. Damian Lewis and Band of Brothers. Hal Moore. Mel Gibson and We Were Soldiers. Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark 30.
I bet when Hal Moore's character from We Were Soldiers, when he gets back, I bet they fuck. I bet they just absolutely fuck. Like, to have that level of stress and you get to come home and you get to get the poison out with your hot-ass wife, buddy, sign me up. That was not my experience coming back. I got a divorce, so...
All right, just a few more here. Scott Eastwood in The Outpost. Brooklyn
and
Decker.
Now I think that
has
shifted.
I tried to have sex my significant other on his first night back from deployment. Too many butt heavies and both ended up vomiting.
Rookie move. You got to do it before you go to the bar.
Yep. Big mistake.
Yeah. I have like
shout out to the little beach houses
to
on Camp Pendleton.
My only other ones that weren't mentioned that I had, Josh Hartnett from Black Hawk Down.
Yep, I had that one.
Whoa,
hot
remember
as fuck.
Josh Hartnett? What happened?
Yeah, he was
Pearl Harbor.
Remember that movie? Remember that movie where he couldn't blow a load for like a month?
Oh yeah,
40 days and 40 nights.
That lady was hot too.
And in the end, she just runs a flower down his body, and he explodes.
Oh yeah, been there.
oh my god.
Also, Denzel Washington from Courage
Crimson
Under Fire.
Tide. Oh, yeah. I had Crimson Tide, and I had Meg Ryan from Courage Under Fire as well on my list.
Big things coming down from our friends at Roman. If you haven't tried Roman yet, you need to give it a try. They got a new thing coming out. They're going to make sure that you have all the tea you got. Honestly, God, folks, I got a call this week from our producer, Nick. And Nick said, hey, dude, would you be willing to check out this T-Support that Roman has? It's part of the ad read that's coming out. They want to make sure that you like it and that you're good with it. I'm going to do it. I can't wait. I've been wanting to test my T for a long time. I might be a low T guy. Who knows? I'm not embarrassed about it. If I'm low T, I'll just take some supplements and I'll get my T back on track. I don't think there's any shame in that at all. Like, you know, I'm not in control of my molecules. I'm not in control of my DNA. I'm not in control of my own personal powerhouse of the cell, the ribosomes. I got to make sure that I'm doing what doctors and scientists know, because they can look inside my blood. I guess that's how it works. They can look inside all my different types of information and see if I have low T. And if I am low T, then they got something for me. If you want to check it out for yourself and don't trust all the different things that you're reading on the internet, go with some actual doctors. Go with some actual people who this is their business. Go to GetRoman.com/zero to get $15 off your first order of Roman T support. That's GetRoman.com/zero. Again, GetRoman.com/zero. You're going to be able to check out your T, see if you're low T or not, high T, mid T, low T. You're going to get your T all figured out. They're going to call you Lipton, buddy. Roman.com/zero. Let's get going with the show. So now we're going to move into round number three, which today comes to us from our good friends in Canada. And I got to be honest, I'll say it out loud. Most of the time when we have a Canada story on the show, it's to make fun of you guys. It just is. This story is no different. Kate, what do we got here?
First of all, dude, where's my tank? I'm too high. That's right. This is a story about marijuana, and it's a rare story. I feel like we don't talk about the Canadian military a lot, despite them being our brethren and sisterins.
True.
But here we go. Via the National Post, a Canadian Forces bombardier who handed out cannabis-laced cupcakes to fellow soldiers from a military canteen during a live fire drill endangered her comrades and betrayed their trust, a panel of judges has decided. Chelsea Cogswell's, Cogswell's. It's never a Cogswell who does this. It's a Cogswell.
No, never is.
I am buzzing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can tell.
It was not a joke that I had.
I'm going to take over. So Chelsea Cogswell's covert distribution of spike cupcakes that made soldiers high while training with artillery, an instrument of death and destruction. It was a danger to all 150 troops in a large-scale training exercise in 2018, an appeal court announced. One stone soldier was driving soldiers to an airstrip when he felt, quote, mind-altering symptoms and nearly crashed into another vehicle.
Oh, this gets better.
Another soldier spaced out and walked around during staring at trees instead of guarding access to a field where artillery rounds would be exploding. A colleague fell asleep in the back of a truck, the court heard. At the gun line, a soldier was smoking while trying to play a ukulele.
I love that so much.
Yeah. Having a ukulele at a gun line. I mean, that's pretty.
Love it.
I mean, most units do. Like, you just have your bugle boy and you have your ukulele girl.
Ukulele
you just
boy.
Flat out do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Others said that they had an unquenchable thirst, felt paranoid, nauseous, belligerent, or sluggish. Other soldiers arrived with an artillery gun giggling away. Dude, having a bad trip in the field would be the worst.
That's just my own personal note.
Yeah, I was like, that's a weird way to write for an actual journalist.
I'm sorry, can we just go back two sentences where you went through that myriad of different feelings? Like, what a cornucopia of feelings there. Nauseous, belligerent, sluggish, or paranoid. Those are all very, very different.
Those are all feelings you can have when you're on our good friends at 3G, but with less. That's the good thing about Delta 8. It doesn't make you feel as sluggish, paranoid,
but also
or nauseous.
Too, like, we, no matter what, whether we, and we were not high when we were on the range, we always had a spaced out Marine walking around staring at trees instead of guarding what they were supposed to. I mean, that was just part of the game.
Just
concussed
just a little bit.
But I will say, like, there's something that sucks extra bad about field ops and to be high during one when you didn't want to be, when you're, or because like me, I've been way higher than I've meant to be a ton of times. And it's when it's past what you intend, never a good time. And if you don't intend it at all, that's so fucked up to do that to somebody. Because you're stuck. You're trapping someone for the next like 10 hours and there's nothing they could do about it.
Again, like we talked about at the beginning of the show, I had no idea at all what dosing for marijuana was for the longest time. When Kate and I went to Philadelphia once, we were sitting in a lobby and I had taken an edible and I was sitting in the lobby and I couldn't hardly move, like just completely couldn't hardly move. And she was showing me cartoon pictures of dolphins and I couldn't stop laughing for like,
I was just trying to get you through it.
And it was painful. Like, if you're not expecting it and you're that level, it's almost like it's a painful level of high where you're just like, this fucking sucks. And you're shaking your head trying to get it out of you and you can't do it. With artillery rounds going off, that'd be awful.
Forget it. I'd be so scared. I'd be so scared that I'd wander the wrong place and then I'd freak myself out that I'm at the freaking impact zone. And next thing you know, I'm crying and wanting to go home.
Yeah. So this was part of, it was called Exercise Common Gunner, and it was a complex training operation stretching more than 2 weeks in July in 2018. So even worse, it's the middle of fucking summertime. They're stuck out in the field. And this woman, Cogswell, and another soldier were assigned to run the canteen during this field op. So they almost had like a tiny bodega, like out in the middle of nowhere, like
a fucking gee-dunk or like a, what do they call it whenever you have it in the office, like a locker
we called
or whatever.
We called it like a roach coach that would pull roach up to the range and sell like tortillas and whatever. They moved around selling, or like the bar cart at a golf course kind of, but with snacks and shit. They would go around selling drinks and food and snacks. And Cogswell baked chocolate cupcakes with chocolate frosting topped with jelly beans at home and brought them to base in a Tupperware container.
Sounds lovely.
She was handing them out for free. And if you're a soldier or anybody on the, you take any snack that anybody gives you. You're like, oh, fuck yes. Anything is an extra big treat when you're stuck in the field. Mm-hmm. 9 soldiers ate some or all of the cupcake and 8 reported negative symptoms. They had a bad time. 5 soldiers later submitted urine samples and all tested positive for cannabis. 1 was a recovering drug addict, the court heard. So that's extra bad. Yeah. 1 cupcake wrapper was retained and turned over to military police. It tested positive for THC.
Whoever that is, giving over the cupcake wrapper.
I know. The court heard that during police interviews, Cogswell indicated animosity towards her unit, but denied drugging her comrades. She joined the military in 2011 and had been promoted to bombardier. That's a sick rank.
That is a very bombardier. Sick rank.
I don't care if that's an E2 or what. She was convicted last year of behaving in a disgraceful manner. And 8 counts of administering a noxious thing with the intent to aggrieve or annoy, contrary to the criminal code. She was busted to the rank of gunner, dismissed from the forces.
They got the best ranks, bombardier to gunner? That's pretty good.
Those are pretty cool.
Pretty sick. 23-year-old Kate would think that was an upgrade. I'd be like, yes, please. That's cool as hell.
Bombardier should be pretty high. That should be like an E9.
Yes, I agree. And she was imprisoned for 30 days. I feel like this was a light sentence for what she did.
For that many people, yeah.
And that could have had like serious fucking implications. Like, Cons, you're an artillery person. You have to be on your A game, right?
Yeah, you absolutely do. Now, I mean, the good thing is with artillery, I mean, you can obviously have accidents, but because it's shooting so far away, like I was just joking about, unless you're wandering around that impact
zone. It's not an accident for you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Definitely not. Yeah, exactly. So I guess I say that to say that, like, I think this is better than if it were a rifle range where there's a more immediate. Yes. Like, no one's going to, you know, you're not going to be able to walk in front of a cannon just because the height and everything. Like, you can't get impacted by that, if that makes sense to everybody listening. Mm-hmm. So I guess of all the weird places for this to happen, it's good that it was an artillery unit and not someone
Quick
else.
Quick question, though. If you were going to get high for any type of military training event just to be a spectator, what would you want to do?
Okay, spectator?
Yeah, just to be a spectator. Okay. You get to get high and you get to watch everybody else do the training, no matter what the training is, all the way up to nuclear bomb dropping.
Hands down, I am watching people get pepper sprayed. I am sitting in a beach chair in the shade with a lemonade. I'm dropping a tab of acid. And I'm just sitting there watching them squirm. I'm having the best day.
The only thing that might be better than that one, Kate, is watching people get tased. Watching people get tased with the guns, like the prongs straight into their back. It's top 3 days I ever had in the military. I mean, whenever I was a non-lethal weapons instructor, we got to do it over and over to people. I probably got to stun like 15 people in one day. The most fun day I ever had.
Oh, that's a dream. If you're just now joining the military, you should aspire to be a non-lethal weapon instructor.
Non-lethal weapons course instructor is one of the
shooting
best.
Shooting them with bean
gigs.
Bags, spraying them with pepper spray.
Yeah, you got all that stuff. Anything non-lethal, batons, you do get your ass whooped and your legs fucking kill the next couple of days. But
I agree with both of those, because watching people have those things happen to them would be hysterical. But the other thing I'm thinking, if I was really spaced out, if you were watching a live fire exercise, and if you guys ever been around when they've done a mid-click, a mind-clearing line charge, and it's like the explosion, and then it's a delay, and you could see the air coming towards you. I think that would probably freak you out if you were pretty screwed up on drugs.
You'd be fucked up on that one too. Yeah.
I have one more. We did night exercises where there were helos on an adjacent range to us doing tracer rounds at night, where it looks like a million Star Wars swords.
Shrooming and doing that.
Ah, buddy, for sure. For sure. Yeah. That would be anything incredible. With tracer rounds.
Right. My last one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have another one. Go ahead.
This one's going to be fucked up. I'm just letting you know.
If either of you say Brad Pitt, I'm going to lose my mind.
No, that training where you shoot a pig and you have to stop the bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you want to be
you
an
picked
that?
Toys in round two. You deserved it, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
But you want to have a bad trip?
Wanted to have my mind blown.
Yeah. I was going to say anything involving illumination rounds, whether it's a mortar or any sort of illum rounds, mortars.
That's the most. That's probably the most scared I've ever been, Cons. A loom round going over Fallujah in the middle of the night with just me and three other dudes.
Yeah, I could see why. I could see why. And for people who don't realize, like an illum round, typically it's the strength of 1 million candles.
Yeah.
And it legitimately can
light
up
the sky like a football.
And they always say,
yeah,
they're like, remember, don't look at it. And immediately we all go, oh.
Yeah, you're all like Trump whenever that fucking eclipse was going through, like looking at it and covering your eyes with like Ritz crackers and shit.
And me and my Aunt Helen. My Aunt Helen, when that eclipse happened, I was with her. She poked a hole in a piece of paper and was like, she's like, it's fine. You can look right at it as long as you're looking through a hole in paper. So I did for like 30 minutes. Now I'm blind as a bat.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Let's move on to save rounds and alibis. Nicholas, we'll start with you.
Yeah, my save round for this week is I would just love any feedback on the draft, what you liked, what you didn't like, if you have any suggestions. Mm-hmm. And if you do see any integrity violators out there, feel free to let me know.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Tag Nick at Nicky the
Good. By the way.
Yes. At Nicky the Good. Make sure you find me. You can DM me there. And then I'll make sure that if it fits the bill, you know, someone's getting penalized out there.
I think that's the important part, because I already know I'm going to get tagged in a billion different things, and please, that's fine and well and good. And I appreciate everybody keeping their eyes out, but mm-hmm. Nick is still going to make the decision himself. It's not just because you tag one of us that it gets chosen.
Oh, see, look at Cons trying to already diminish the amount of people
that
are tagged.
That itself might be an
integrity
violation.
To manipulate the commissioner.
I'm glad we finally have a way to keep Cons accountable on this show. It's nice.
I do too. Well, that's my save round.
The whole reason we created this.
Let us know what you think and subscribe. Thank you.
Yep. Cons, what do you got, pal?
We'd be remiss not to mention friend of the show, Channing Tatum. He could also have been picked in the draft.
He could have been,
G.I. Joe or the movie Dog. There is Rough and Rowdy coming up, and we're going to hear about that a little bit more. But there's Rough and Rowdy coming up on Friday night. Amazing, amazing event by R&R.com. The Ring Girl contest is also part of the R&R, and one of the Ring Girls I was reading is in the Army Reserves. So her name's Devin. We should all go root for her and
Team Devin.
Vote for her, Team Devin, if you love the troops. And then lastly, this is just for Chaps. I just want to have a conversation with Chaps really quickly. Mm-hmm. Chaps, we started this thing way back when, September 2016, and then we brought Kate into the family, and now it feels kind of like Kate might be showing somebody else a lot of attention, and I don't know. Feels like, oh, the yak. I always hear about the yak.
Kate's like my son. Always has cash on the mind.
Yeah.
He just moved up in class.
I don't feel that way at all, Cons. I'm glad she's on the yak.
Well, no, it's good. It's good. It's just like, when you're married for however many years you've been married, Chaps, if you're, your wife's got a new friend, a new man friend. Maybe.
Yeah, but I also don't mind when she finds new hobbies, Cons, because I'm not controlling. Kate, what do you got?
A couple things. Well, Katie Debbie Downer. I feel like it came and went this week. The anniversary of our withdrawal from Afghanistan last year. During this time last year, I was like truly struggling mentally. Like I was a new mom. I was at home with my newborn son, and you know, when you're sitting there holding them for hours and hours, you have nothing to but time to scroll and think and whatever. And I really had a difficult time. And anniversaries always bring up, I think for a lot of people, it kind of like makes things feel a lot fresher. So I don't think it's ever corny to say, just remember, keep reaching out to your buddies and your friends and checking in on everybody, because these anniversaries can really hurt and be difficult. Also, there's still like 80,000 principal applicants for those special immigrant visas, like Afghans who helped us and put their lives and their lives of their families on the line. We just, you know, had Zach on last week talking about all the sacrifices that he made. Keep track of the Afghans coming to your local area. See if there's ways you can help. See if there's ways you can push your congressmen and senators to stay abreast of this kind of stuff and help keep bringing them through, because they deserve it. And I don't know, just kind of been heavy on my mind again lately, and I always spiral of whatever I'm rambling. Also, trying to think if I had anything else. That's pretty much it for me. I was just thinking of that. I was thinking of that. Yeah. Okay. That's it for me. Oh, Katie tequila shots for the Yak Con.
No, keep going. We got 30 more seconds, Kate.
No, that's it. It's just been on my mind. Reach out to your friends. That's all I want
to say. And Kate's absolutely right. And I think we have to hold the Biden administration's feet to the fire, because they are fucking this up in every single way imaginable.
They're fucking it up big time.
So I'll give you a quick ways that they are fucking it up. So in order to apply for these visas, you have to have money. Like, money makes the world move and all those different types of things. Well, since this all happened a year ago, the Biden administration and the State Department has collected $20 million of these type of applications. Do you know how many got approved, Cons? $20 million they spent for this many number approved. How many do you think?
1% of the number?
So the number is 123 total applications have been approved since for the $20 million that were put forward. To give you an example of how shitty that is, they did 123 applications here that were approved, comparatively to 68,000 Ukrainian applications of the same variety. This is a systematic, intentional, driven effort in order to keep our allies out. And I've even seen people that have been members of this show, a lieutenant general is one of them, went on CNN and talked about how difficult this process is and getting people, because there'll be different folks that are Afghan that'll have a picture with the general and they're using it. This is the fault of the United States government and the United States government alone. Mm-hmm. If you are going to be the invading occupying force, have a better administrative system to establish who actually worked for you and who didn't. If you're going to be the leader of the world, and that's what we espouse ourselves to be, you absolutely have to do the right things when you leave. Having only 123 of these people approved when 68,000 Ukrainians were approved, and the Ukrainians, God love them, and I'm sorry that they're going through what they're going through. They weren't fighting beside us in Afghanistan. They weren't.
We need to get
these people over here.
I have like a hard time talking about it, because following it adds to, I have this huge sense of like, maybe not like super personally, like I didn't whatever, but like I do have a sense of moral injury about the way everything went down. And I think last year was especially difficult, because I was like, oh my God, we used these people and we're throwing them away. And I was part of that. And that feels, you know, that's putting it like a loose thing over it. But like at the end of the day, like that is like this, I have a gross feeling about things, and this adds to it, and I have a hard time with that. So it sounds so stupid, not making it about me, but it is important to keep track of this stuff and following this stuff. Like the PAC Act was huge, everyone came together for that, and I hope that there's momentum behind this too, to make sure like we don't just forget about this and let it fall away. Like we have to keep track of what's happening with the Afghans that helped us, and like it's not a field day for them. I feel like some politicians and some people treat it as like, well, it's just a bunch of them trying to come over here. Like reading the book, Always Faithful, Zach, there's a chapter where he talks about, okay, well, sure, we get to come to America, but I had to hug my mom for the last time. Mm-hmm. My kids had to say goodbye to their only home they knew and to hug their grandparents for the last time. Like, it's still not some easy, fun thing for people to get to come here.
And
it's,
I think
really
that it's because
thing.
The it's American mindset death. Forever has essentially been, these people are escaping what we view as a shithole in order to come here for more prosperity. When for them, that's home. Like it's all home. They know, it's culture. And culture is so enrichingly important in the human experience. And leaving a culture for a completely different one is traumatizing. I mean, I cannot imagine Zach and knowing where his kids in San Antonio had to move to, because they live like 3 miles away from where my house is. Knowing that part of San Antonio and what it looks like comparatively to knowing what his hometown in Afghanistan looked for these kids, it's got to be the shock of all shocks to go into a new country and then never to see. And these families are extremely close. Like we view Kate's family, we clown on her 19 cousins or whatever the fuck she has. That's a commonality in Afghanistan. And to be stripped away from that community is gutting. It's gutting.
Yeah.
So yeah, just, when you look at the stats, sorry, just real quick. I mean, people in this country, I forget what the number is, but it's a high number of people who don't ever like leave the 5 mile radius from where they grew up. Mm-hmm. So now, like, just to put that in perspective, now you're just going to pick up and move to a completely different country. It's not something I think most people here can even comprehend.
And it's not like you're going to be flowing into the type of money that can bring your family of eight back to Afghanistan anytime soon.
Right. I mean, you could be a doctor in Afghanistan. You come here and you got to push a broom.
And he's not coming. And like like they're not going to be able to go back while the Taliban's in charge, because surely they have his name on the list now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, just follow like LSSNCA, like the Lutheran Social Services National Capital Area. Like there's just all these groups. Check and see in your community. Do your own Googling. See if there's anything you could do. I know. Anyway, sorry. It's just been heavy on my mind the last month. So.
Well, this is the place to talk about it. I don't have anything else. I'll be back there. I'll be back next week. I'm going down to my stepdad's funeral again. Keep my mama in your thoughts. She's been a sad little bird lately, which is understandable. And it kills me when she's sad. So I don't want that to happen anymore. So I'm going to go make sure I can give her a hug. We'll be back here on Monday. It's on the retreat.